From Jack Hopkins Now, three Trump headlines. Only one actually matters. The Jack Hopkins Now newsletter #887, Friday, May 1st, 2026. Right now, there are three Trump-related stories dominating the news cycle, and depending on which one you click, you walk away with a completely different understanding of reality. One triggers outrage, one triggers fear, one quietly reshapes the strategic landscape. Most people are locked into the first two. Almost no one is focused on the third. And that's where things start to break down. If today felt chaotic, it's not because nothing makes sense. A high-profile criminal case tied to Trump's long-standing adversaries, a violent security incident involving government officials, and a developing geopolitical situation with real-world consequences, each one feels urgent. Each one demands a reaction. But reacting to all three equally? That's how you lose perspective. Let's slow this down, because this is exactly where people get pulled off course. One of today's biggest headlines centers on a high-level legal case tied to Trump-era tensions. Power retaliation, institutional trust, political alignment, it pulls you into a loop that feels important because it is, but also absorbing. Once you're in it, everything else fades. Then there's the security incident. This one doesn't ask for analysis. Instability, personal safety, escalation, it moves fast. It spreads faster. And once it lands, it changes how everything else feels. And then there's the third story. It's quieter, more complex, less emotionally charged, but far more consequential. Military positioning, economic implications, long-term alignment shifts. This isn't about how you feel. It's about what might actually change next. People don't prioritize based on impact. Outrage dominates attention, fear spreads fastest, complexity gets ignored, so the story that matters most often gets the least attention. The danger isn't any single headline. It's treating them all the same. Overreacting to short-term drama, missing long-term shifts, feeling constantly urgent but rarely clear, and once that happens, you're not interpreting events anymore. You're reacting to them. One story tells you about political tension, one story reflects emotional climate, one story signals possible structural change, global stability, economic movement, military posture. That's where attention should go. What the signal story actually is and why it matters more than it appears, the specific indicators that tell you whether this is escalation or just posturing, what I'm watching over the next 24-72 hours, and how to tell the difference between headline noise and real structural change. If you want clarity while others are reacting, that's where you go next. The third story, the one getting less attention, is the only one that can actually change the environment. Filtering out noise, ignoring emotional bait, and asking better questions, most people won't do that. Which is why they'll feel informed but still miss what matters. Which story pulled your attention first today? Drop it in the comments. I want to see where the signal is getting lost. #holdfast back soon. Jack Hopkins PS. Most people don't realize when they've lost clarity. It doesn't feel like confusion. It feels like urgency. That's the trap. And once you see it, you stop chasing headlines and start seeing what actually matters.